All right, Tuesday morning, and my car guru is on the air, and so is the guru, Lenny Lawson.
Rapidly aging new car or car guru.
Well,
that would be me. Today is my 64th birthday.
It is today, isn't it? Happy birthday to you.
How about that? It's his today. One of the weirdest things on a list of many weird things that, have happened to me in my life last night was one of them. Okay, so I was typing on this particular iPad. It's an iPad and has a very flat keyboard. You notice how flat that keyboard is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I was typing, having probably spent about 20 minutes typing on this thing last night.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got up and straightened my wrist out, I noticed that it was just a little sensitive. It hurt just a little bit, not much.
Mm-hmm.
But within the hour, I could barely move my wrist. It was like it was locked in place.
Mm.
Okay? I could turn it just a little bit one way or the other, up and down. But when I did get to that point, excruciating pain. So then, later on, I tried everything. I mean, I put ice. I was icing it. I got into my bed and tried to go to sleep. But there was no sleeping with this thing. There was no position that I could get in that I was comfortable. The only way that I could get relief was to go into the kitchen, turn on the hot water, and let it run over my wrist.
Yeah.
And it gave me a little bit of relief. And then finally, I guess at some point, you know, the Aleve kicked in, and I was able to go to sleep. But of all the doctors that are out there, what was that?
What, do you think it was a little carpal tunnel type deal?
I've never had any kind of issue with that.
Really?
But, you know, I'm game, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
At my age, you know, you're just expecting something.
Sure.
You know? But that was just, I tore my Achilles tendon, well, both of them, but one of them many, many years ago, the first one. And I remember that pain was just a constant ache, and it was strong. And that's what it felt like, except it was in my wrist.
A tendon type.
And now today, I can move my wrist, but it's still a little sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I called my doctor brother about it this morning, and he was wishing me a happy birthday. And I said, thank you. Let me ask you about something. And he said, I have no idea what that would be unless you, you know, you pinched a nerve or something in your wrist, or, you know, some kind of quick onset tendonitis or something. It was just bizarre. So I know that there's doctors out there listening. So get to work, guys.
I was just thinking while you were explaining that, can you imagine all the new ailments that have come along as a result of technology and where people are in different positions? We've talked about tech neck before on the show.
Right.
Bending over and looking at your cell phone and maybe the keyboard, you know, all the different positions your arms and wrists are in. Because I know myself, it's tough on me to use the mouse. If my hand, my right hand is in this position, you know, to my right, using the mouse all the time, I feel it in my neck.
Yeah.
It just, over the last several, many years, I just wonder how many new ailments have come along just because of technology.
Well, there's no doubt, and also because of this COVID. My brother is a cardiologist in Oak Ridge, or in Knoxville now. He works at Park West. And, you know, he's been at this a long time, and he's treated a lot of people with heart problems, including his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he didn't treat me. He just turned me over to one of his partners who took care of me. And, you know, I'm pretty good now, I hope. But he said, Lenny, I have treated a bunch of young women who had COVID that have come in, and they cannot regulate their, or their body will not regulate their blood pressure anymore. He said this one girl had passed out, hope I'm not doing a HIPAA violation here, but this one girl had passed out 30 times over a period of 2 weeks. And it was just because her blood pressure was dropping so much and she was just fainting. And so he said, the weird thing is just all these different circumstances that happen to different people as a result of getting the same ailment. So, you know, he's big into protecting yourself. And he said, now are your, all your people wear masks? I said, yes. And we've got, you know, signs on the doors and stuff like that. Yes, 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 we're doing all that. And, you know, there's, like we talked about the other day, there's a lot of controversy, not in the medical community, but in the world in general, you know, as to whether you should or shouldn't, and whether it's effective or not. But, you know, err on the side of caution, I think, and that's just the way we're approaching it. And I'm wearing one. I go in the grocery store, any business I go into, any group of people that I'm in, I'm slapping that Old Navy mask on. I like the deals on the mask at Old Navy. They're probably not worth a flip, but, you know. It's not an N95 mask, but I don't want to walk around with one of those on my face. Looks like I'm getting ready to do surgery.
Well, what strikes me, another thing that strikes me, is we're 8 months into this, pretty much, and it's still a fluid situation. We're still learning about it, even though the vaccine is supposedly close from two or three different sources. We're still learning so much about it, and you just unveiled something new that I didn't know about was that people are fainting by not being able to control their blood pressure.
Yeah, after getting the disease.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
You know, and again, I talk about my friend Joe, who has been struggling in the hospital, John City Medical Center. Healthy guy, bike rider. He can jump on a bike and ride 50 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And it knocked him flat. I mean, he's been on the ventilator. I think they took him off the ventilator yesterday, so that's good news. But, you know, the tragic thing, my mom had to get tested yesterday. She's 90 years old. Got a caregiver that her husband tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so his wife is one of the main caregivers for my mom. So now she's off, and we've had to scramble, you know, to try to find somebody mm-hmm. to fill in and stuff like that. So and now, I mean, for certain people, it's a death sentence. You know, so mm-hmm. we're just praying that she's okay and that the caregiver's husband is going to be okay. And my nephew got it. He's the only person in the dealership to have contracted it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he pretty much breezed through it. I mean, he felt bad, had cold symptoms and body aches and mm-hmm. slight temperature and stuff like that. But he's a young buck, you know. He was able to pull through it. And the hardest part was the separation. You know, when I was in quarantine for 14 days, I mean, it was just hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here I am, you know, healthy and being able to eat and work and, you know, do stuff, but I was just alone,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I just, that's tough. You know, you realize how much mm-hmm. you need people. I watched that, you ever watch that show on, I think it's on, well, pay-per-view or on demand or whatever, it's called Alone. Have you seen the show where they drop off 10 people in the wilderness at different
right.
places in the
yeah.
same general area.
Yeah.
And then they have to survive. They get to take 10 things with them.
Mm-hmm.
But really, starting fires and cooking and finding food, those are big issues. These people lose a lot of weight, but their ingenuity is amazing. But the worst thing is the loneliness,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the separation. Loneliness can be very debilitating. And I get to talk to people sometimes who call me as a result of this radio show, and they're struggling with something, and they've heard me talk about it on the air. And, you know, that's a great blessing to me to be able to witness to other people. Somebody asks you, well, how do you endure a great loss, for example? I know, Tim, you lost your young child tragically, and you know, I don't know I don't think there's a formula, right?
No.
To how
everybody handles it differently.
Yeah.
Everybody grieves differently, but the one commonality, I think, in people that are able to deal with it is their faith.
Yeah.
You know.
And so that's what I do. I mean, I have an opportunity, I have a platform to witness to that
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, share information. I know it's a show about cars some of the time, but, you know, this is my birthday special, so we're touching on a lot of subjects.
I'm honored that you are spending your birthday with us up here.
Are you?
At least part of it.
I had a nice drive. I did have a coffee incident on the way up.
That's 2 days in a row.
Yeah, the cup holders aren't big enough for my Yeti in this car I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put it in my lap and accelerated and shifted gears, and I got a good splashing in my crotch region. And so it felt okay until I got outside and walked in here, and then
mm-hmm.
it got really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that's not good. Anyway, I'm still feeling some dampness, but that's a personal thing.
That's a you problem, right?
That's my problem. But, you know, just show don't drink and drive, even if it's non-alcoholic beverages. Any type of thing like that you do in your car is a great distraction. As I was talking to my brother, he's headed to his clinic up in Oneida? Is that up?
Tennessee?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
And they have a clinic there for his group. And he just stopped in the middle of his sentence. He said, "You can always tell when you're behind somebody that's texting."
Mm-hmm.
And she was just jerking around and, you know, going from one side of the road to
mm-hmm.
the other. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, you know, we need to keep those things to a minimum. If you're driving right now, don't be looking at your phone. You know, it'll wait. Remember when it used to wait? Remember when people used to, like, call, and if mm-hmm. you weren't there, they didn't go into a panic mode?
That's right. Yeah, they're just not home or something, you know.
I mean, my family can't even track me. I can't even go to Mahoney's without my wife knowing about it. She knows when I go there, money will be spent.
No wonder she's got a tracking on you there.
All day time. Abby will call me and she'll say, "What are you doing, Dad?" I said, "You know what I'm doing. You're tracking me."
Exactly.
When I'm not there, you're on me.
You don't have to ask.
That's right. Well, anyway, we'll take our first break. We're going to come back and talk about cars. Some actual driving superstitions.
Driving superstitions.
Uh-huh. Did you know there was such a thing?
I was trying to think when you said that.
Do you have any driving superstitions?
I'd have to really think
about
that.
Is there something that you keep in your car or some type of thing that you do because you think it will bring good luck or ward off bad luck? Like when a black cat walks in front of you. Think about it.
All right. We'll get to that after the break. All right. We're back here Tuesday morning. My Car Guru on the Guru's birthday today. Do you care to share how old you are?
I did. I already did. Do I have to repeat it?
No, go ahead. Tell me.
60.
I'm talking about listeners that maybe haven't joined us right on time. Maybe they joined us after
you
said that.
That's all right. 64. You happy?
64. When I'm 64.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah. Well, you're
as long as I can function. You know, as long as I can type without my wrist hurting, I'm good. No, that was just bizarre. I think the older you get, the weirder the things are that happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. I noticed I was. I need to work on my strength. I'm pretty fit. I mean, I can jump on a bicycle. Let's call it cardiovascularly. I think I'm I'm fit. The cardio is fair, I would say, for a person my age. But I can tell I'm getting weaker. And so I need, my brother says I need to do some strength training.
Like what? What
specifically? My quads, primarily. My core, you know, as far as being able to get out of bed without having somebody that, you know, hand me a rope that's attached to a pulley, you know. I just think that's important for us to do. So I do have some really nice exercise equipment downstairs. It's got a lot of dust on it, though, for lack of use. But he said, you know, strengthen your arms, strengthen your stomach muscles, because that really helps with your back, okay? And then work on your quads so that you have leg strength, because a lot of people lose that when they're, you know, walking up steps, and that's when they fall, is because they don't have the strength to recover. And I think that's good advice, don't you?
Yeah.
So, your health guru, Lenny Lawson, here. Thank you very much. Superstitions. Are you a super... Well, we've already verified that Tim has some pagan tendencies here.
No.
No, he doesn't. He's not a pagan. He's not an idol worshiper either, but he is afraid of certain things. His behavior gets modified by superstition. Occasionally.
Very occasionally, I would say.
We all do.
Very.
I mean, I remember when I first started dating my wife, a black cat would run in front of us, and we're going down the road, and she would, like, draw a circle and do something. I said, what are you doing? You know, you draw a circle and put an X in it.
Yeah.
Or something like that with your finger. Yeah. What is that all about?
Yeah.
And it would like to take some kind of, what is that? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, it's just something that my mom always did. I said, well, why does she do it? I said, I don't know. Why don't you call her and find out? Superstitions are hard to shake, though. They are habitual, I would say. You know, who doesn't feel luckier when they find a penny on the sidewalk? Heads up. Also, would you brazenly walk underneath a ladder? If you had an opportunity to go
around. I wouldn't brazenly do it, but if I did happen to walk under a ladder, like if I was walking down the street and maybe I didn't see the ladder and that somebody was working on until it was too late and I walked kind of under it between that and the building, I wouldn't worry about it.
You wouldn't kill a fatted calf or something as a result of that?
I wouldn't do any of that. I wouldn't worry about it, no.
Okay. Just for a second, though. You thought about
it? I'd probably think, well, I just walked under a ladder. That's probably about as far
as I'm breaking a mirror?
No. I don't know how many mirrors I've broken in my life, but I wouldn't worry about
it. Just looking at them.
Well, I do worry about that.
Let's talk about driving superstitions. Apparently, women are 13% more superstitious than male drivers. In other words, they react to things more often than men do. Men sometimes tend to ignore them. Imagine that, women. Sometimes they ignore you. Or so says certain females in my household. It's interesting that here's one of the superstitions. Holding your breath through a tunnel.
Never done that.
Ever thought about it? You kidding? You know, you never did it. We do that.
Now, my wife and I have this thing, and it's just a personal thing with us. When we go through a tunnel, we give each other a little kiss.
That's sweet.
We do that in like the tunnel of love.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Isn't that nice?
Women, 30.2% will hold their breath through a tunnel. Men are more superstitious about that. They'll do 35.2%.
Maybe it's the man and woman together, and the man has done something, and that's why she has to hold it.
Maybe so. Raising the feet over... raising their feet over... This is a G-rated show.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was PG, wasn't
it? Raising their feet over a railroad or a bridge. 28% of women do that. 35.8% of men do that. I've never done that. Never thought about
it. I never have thought about doing it. So if you go over a railroad track, is that what you're saying?
There's over a railroad track or a railroad crossing or a bridge.
Well, if you're driving.
Raise your feet off the floor. But now, you've got to have some good abdominal strength to be able to do that and hold it.
Well, I was going to say, if you're driving, how could you do that anyway if you've got your foot on the cruise control baby pedal or something?
Cruise. Put it on cruise.
Going across the railroad track.
Okay. What percent of people would have a religious emblem, a rosary, or some other simple symbol?
Hanging from the mirror.
Yeah, like the dream catchers. You see a lot of that. I was behind a youngster, looked like a teenager, and I was wondering how they see out the windshield with all the stuff that was hanging off the mirror.
Really?
I mean, it's just this huge cluster of ribbons and beads. It looked like they'd been combination of Mardi Gras and a quilting studio or something. I mean, it was all kinds of fabric.
Well, what
hanging
about
off
the
of it?
Fuzzy dice back in the 50s, you know, 60s?
Right. Well, that makes perfectly sense. Everybody should have fuzzy, don't you?
I have no fuzzy dice hanging from my dice. I used to have one or two of my vehicles, I had a cross hanging from the mirror. So I did have that for a while.
That's a good thing. 26.7% of women do, 20.5%. So men aren't as into hanging stuff off the mirror. Holding breath past a cemetery.
Now,
I've never heard of that.
I have heard of, and you probably have. You seen League of Their Own, that movie with Tom Hanks and Madonna and all that?
Yeah.
When the bus that was the Peaches, the Rockford Peaches, were riding on, when they rode by a cemetery, they held their hands up and crossed their fingers and said some kind of rhyme.
Okay. Well, about 25%. It's about evenly split between men and women. Hold their breath when they pass the cemetery. Having a lucky charm, like a rabbit's foot or a coin, stored somewhere in the car. 23% of women. 29% of men.
I don't have that.
I don't think a McDonald's bag counts. Do you?
That's what most people have, the lucky charm of French fries under their seat. Yeah, that they haven't cleaned out. Some do. I shouldn't say most, but some do.
Never heard of this one either. Praying past a yellow light.
Praying.
That's 18.6% of women and 15.3% of men. Tapping the sun visor past a yellow light. Ever heard of that?
No.
Me either.
Now, I can see praying it won't turn red before you get under it, maybe. Saying a quick prayer. Like, please help me get under it.
Like when you're getting ready, when you go through a red, a yellow light, are you looking, do you constantly look to see if it turns red just before you pass under? Because if it turns red.
Yeah, I probably will do that.
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah. I guess I probably should have stopped, but my momentum wouldn't allow it. Throwing change under a new car's seat. A new car.
New car?
Right.
No, never done that.
So if you get to Gateway this weekend, we'll give you the change. You'll have plenty of change left over that you can throw under your car seat. How's that for an ad?
That's a good one.
Now this is not good, but 0.4% of women and 3.3% of men do this. They intentionally scratch a new car for luck.
Scratch it?
Yes.
Like put a scratch on it?
I'm going to call bull on that one.
Yeah. I
was putting a license plate on a customer's vehicle one time. I just bought this new vehicle. I was pretty new in the car business, and I was screwing the license plate in on the back, and my screwdriver slipped. And I just plowed through the paint in the visible part. Not behind the license plate, but the visible part. They still bought the car, though.
But you had to touch it up, I'm sure.
Touch up wouldn't... I had to paint it, that whole area.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, sometimes accidents will happen. Yeah, I'm not really buying into any of these. My wife still will do the circle on the windshield, though, with the black cat. And I do find myself doing that occasionally. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I just kind of put my hand up and I draw a circle and I put an X through it. If there's a cat runs in front of me. Black cat. Not any cat. It's got to be black.
Got to be black.
Yeah. So that's probably some kind of a witchcraft thing, but we don't need to get into that.
Sometimes these are
just some weird things, more weird things that people do with regard to their cars.
Sometimes it's folklore. It's not necessarily witchcraft or anything like that. It's just something that's been passed down the mountains or something.
All right.
You know, what are you? Anyway.
Witch sympathizer or something?
No, I'm just saying it's folklore sometimes.
Okay. You should know.
I've done a lot of folklore.
Yes, you have.
Yes.
You are a expert on folklore.
Well, let's see. I guess we better take our last break, shouldn't
you think?
We? And we'll come back and wrap her up.
All right.
All right. As we wrap up this Tuesday edition of My Car Guru, a birthday edition.
Just remember this. Everybody needs someone to love.
That sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Everybody needs somebody to love them.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody needs something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know somebody today who is may not be feeling love, maybe could use a little bit, and could also use something to look forward to. And there's a lot of people that have been stuck in their houses out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just takes a phone call, mm-hmm. or a handwritten letter,
mm-hmm.
you know, something that is kind of a lost skill, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks the only way to communicate with people is to text or call.
That's right.
But, you know, a visit in person with a mask on or whatever you have to do. I remember when this thing first started, I'd go out to see my mom and I'd sit on the back porch, you know, and she'd be on the other side of the screen. And, you know, the last thing in the world I wanted to do was cause her harm.
Right.
And I didn't know what was going on, so I was just doing what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
But let's think about that on this. My birthday wish today is that find somebody that needs a little love. You know, maybe you do. Reach out to somebody. That can help you. I had a guy called me the other day and needed a little loving, and I never met the man before, but he listens to the radio show, and he was feeling a great deal of grief on that particular day, and I felt he has no idea. I may have blessed him in some way, but he has no idea how he blessed me by just acknowledging me, you know, and allowing me to maybe shine a little light in his life. So find somebody you can shine some light in their life today.
Good stuff from the car guru, Lenny Lawson, and that'll do it for this Tuesday edition. We'll talk to you tomorrow.